Well, today, September 12th, is the feast day of the Holy Name of Mary. What a beautiful feast day we celebrate today. We, of course, honor the Holy Name of Mary because she is the Mother of God, the holiest of all creatures, the Queen of Heaven and Earth, the Mother of Mercy. She is full of grace. This feast day was first established back in the year 1513 in Spain, but then the Pope extended it to the Universal Church in the year 1683 after the great Christian battle against the Turks in Vienna. The Turks, the Muslims, had come up from northern Africa. They were invading Europe, and they made a siege on the Catholic city of Vienna in September of the year 1683. The Turks had about 500,000 soldiers, and they had reached the city walls, and if they had taken Vienna, they would have kept moving, taking more and more of the Catholic countries. The King of Poland, John Sobieski, rallied his troops, and they marched as fast as they could to Vienna to help defend the city. They had much smaller numbers, but right before they left Poland, they stopped at the shrine of Our Lady at Częstochowa and asked Our Lady special intercession that they would be able to help their fellow Catholics defend their city. They attended Mass, received communion, and carried the banner of the Blessed Mother with them. When they got to the city, they were able to, even though they had much smaller numbers, were able to help defeat the Turks, and they were able to help save the city of Vienna from falling. So in commemoration of this great victory through the intercession of Our Lady, the Pope declared that this feast day of the Holy Name of Mary would be extended to the entire church. We know that the name of Mary comes from the Hebrew word Miriam, and the scholars tell us that this word Miriam has really many aspects, many meanings. One of the translations of Miriam is the suffering one. And we see, of course, Our Lady was the Mother of Sorrows, Our Lady of Seven Sorrows. So even in the very name of Mary, you have the idea that her life would be one of suffering. It also, Miriam would also indicate an ocean or a sea. And for example, the word Maria, you get the word a mariner or maritime, the idea of an ocean or a sea. And Our Lady has always been seen as the star of the sea, or an ocean of grace that God has bestowed upon her. And the word Miriam or Mary, Maria also translates as the beautiful one, as the Madonna, as Our Lady. So just as we call Christ Lord, we call Mary Lady. And one other aspect, according to the scholars, the name indicates one filled with light, the enlightened one, the one who shines and radiates grace upon us. So, of course, we call upon the Holy Name of Mary. There's a beautiful prayer written by Richard of St. Lawrence. He said, "There is not such powerful help in any name, nor is there any other name given to men after that of Jesus, from which so much salvation is poured forth upon men as from the name of Mary, that the devout invocation of this sweet and holy name leads to the acquisition of superabundant graces in this life and a very high degree of glory in the next." So what a beautiful passage that is from the writing of St. Richard of St. Lawrence. The Holy Name of Mary. We know that her parents named Our Lady 8 days after she was born. And so this feast day always falls within the octave of Our Lady, just as the feast day of the Holy Name of Jesus on January 3rd falls within the octave of Christ's birthday on Christmas. Let me just share one last message from the writings, the life of St. Bridget. "So powerful is the Holy Name of Mary that it is said that the devils fear the Queen of Heaven to such a degree that only on hearing her great name pronounced, they fly from those who seek her help as from a burning fire. And Our Lady again revealed to St. Bridget that there is not on earth a sinner, however devoid he may be of the love of God, from whom the devil is not obligated immediately to fly if he invokes my holy name with a determination to repent. And on another occasion, the Blessed Virgin stated that all the devils venerate and fear the holy name of Mary to such a degree that on hearing it, they immediately loosen the claws with which they hold a soul captive. So when we hear those powerful messages from the writings of the saints, we should often call upon the holy name of Jesus and the holy name of Mary. And that prayer, the Hail Mary, is so beautiful because it contains both holy names, the holy name of Jesus and Mary. So today on this beautiful feast day, often pray the Hail Mary, or the Memorare, or the Hail Holy Queen, or the Litany of Loretto, and honor Our Lady in this special way. If we fly to her patronage, she will always lead us to Jesus Christ. God bless you.